In recent weeks, Chinese leaders, including President Jiang Zemin and Premier Zhu Rongji, have urged Israel to withdraw its troops from occupied territories. After a decade of nurturing closer ties to Israel, the Chinese seem to be reverting to support for the Palestinians in the recent upsurge of violence. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
Almost exactly 2 years ago, Chinese President Jiang Zemin was wearing his bathing suit, floating on his back in the Dead Sea. Jiang was on a five-day trip to Israel to cement diplomatic ties less than a decade old and, just as importantly, to beef up military ties. Beijing had just signed a deal to purchase an Israeli Falcon aircraft with early warning radar on board. Soon afterwards, though, things went sour. The U.S. realized that the Falcon might give China the edge over arch-rival Taiwan, or even be used against American troops in the event of a China-U.S. conflict. Under massive pressure from Washington, Israel cancelled the order at the last minute. Gong Xiaopeng is professor of Middle Eastern Studies at the Chinese Foreign Affairs College in Beijing.
We buy Israeli high technology. It's a business. Other countries, such as Argentina, can buy this such a system. Why we Chinese cannot? We couldn't understand. This, I think, is a very big backward step between the China-Israeli relations.
The Chinese government says the issue has now been resolved with compensation and denies there's any link between the Falcon deal and the Chinese government's very pro-Palestinian statements of the last few weeks. Historically, the Chinese Communist Party has been pro-Palestinian, providing arms to the PLO from the 1960s. But as China emerged from its Maoist cocoon in the 1980s, foreign policy became less ideologically driven. In 1992, China and Israel established diplomatic relations, and China began to buy Israeli weapons systems. Since the Falcon deal was cancelled, though, Beijing's increasingly cozy relationship with Israel has been badly affected, and China has gone back to much of its pro-Palestinian rhetoric. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Zhang Qiyue has in recent weeks described the Israeli actions in the West Bank as barbarous, while barely commenting on the Palestinian suicide bombers.
In the current drastic situation, we again call on Israel to actively respond to international calls, to immediately withdraw completely from Palestinian areas and return to the negotiating table.
Ironically, the Chinese government's outrage at Israel coincides with a growing interest and sympathy among ordinary Chinese for Jews and Judaism. Since the end of the 1980s, there have been many books published on the subject. The whole Encyclopedia Judaica has been translated into Chinese, and foreign Jews love living here, as they're constantly admired and complimented by their Chinese friends. Negative Western stereotypes have been replaced by positive Chinese ones. One book, especially in the 1990s, has caught the public's imagination, listing names and life histories of rich and famous Jews. Zhou Xun is a specialist on the history of Jews in China at the University of London.
On the cover of the book says, if you want to become rich, if you want to become successful, if you want to become famous, you have to read this book. So you can tell, you know, what was this editor of this volume trying to, you know, project the image of the Jews. It's not whether they're Jew or not, it's the Jews actually is the equivalent of being rich and being famous and being powerful, which is many of the millions of the Chinese Jews which are looking after these days.
Joe says that historically in China there's been little of the anti-Semitism of the West, but that does not seem to have translated into general sympathy for Israel. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.